Hello, NBC. I thought we were going to start a minute from the time I said. Maybe you didn't understand the signal.
The year is 1945, and the nation's first farm broadcaster is covering the war for WHO radio.
This is Herb Plambeck again.
Davenport native Herb Plambeck would file his censored reports by shortwave, transmitting from a military facility to London and then across the Atlantic. He was with the 7th Army soon after American tanks pulled up to Stalag 13D, where the Germans held 14,000 POWs.
My first impressions as our jeep wheeled up to the enclosure were the high, ugly barbed wire fences, ominous lookout posts, dismal barracks, drab gray tents, lack of sanitary facilities, the hated swastika, acres of filth, and the stench that went with it all, and the thin, now smiling men who have known deprivation, hunger, cold, and in many instances, disease and pain. From those confined up to 5 years, I heard almost unbelievable stories of abuse. Some spoke of 9 to 10 weeks of marching through snow and mud, with ill-fitting shoes, every step a torture, of the starvation diets, only a loaf of moldy black bread for 16 men for a 2-day period, supplemented only by thin soup, which, as one British Tommy put it, had 6 beans and 7 beetles to the gallon of water.
Plambeck's voice reports were recorded on heavy 16-inch discs and are stored with boxes of his paperwork in the archives of Iowa Broadcasting at Wartburg College. In several reports, Plambeck's agriculture background came into play.
Here in Germany, I must admit, I've been impressed by the gardening job they do, despite the indescribable destruction all about them. Sometimes in their own homes, flowers continue to be painstakingly cared for. Every garden has its border of tulips or pansies or other pretty flowers. Truly, it's hard to understand these people, their flower beds so carefully planned and cultivated, and yet permitting fanatics like Hitler and Himmler to come into power.
Hello, WQV. This is MCH calling WQV.
A shortwave operator tries to establish a connection, illustrating the hurdles war correspondents faced in getting their reports home.
I'm sorry, but you are totally unintelligible.
In May of 1945, Plambeck sent this dispatch on the victory in Europe.
Speaking from Germany, on the evening of the glad day when the end of the war in Europe was announced to our men here, this is another of those occasions when mere words cannot tell the full story. The story we've waited so long to bring you, and the one you've waited so long to hear. Undoubtedly, a great many of you have already uttered prayers of gratitude, just as many of your boys and the rest of us have in this part of the war-weary world.
After returning to farm broadcasting in Iowa, Plambeck covered the war in Vietnam and worked for the U.S. Agriculture Secretary before his death in 2001. Later on Iowa Archives, historical recordings from Plambeck's colleague, Jack Shelley. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.